Crate Digger, An Obsession with Punk Records. Written by Bob Surin. Narrated by Bob Surin. Dedicated to all the people who were part of my life and music, to my heroes and friends, to the people who worked and played beside me in good times and bad, to Ella, who let me live my dreams, and to June, who remains out of reach. Introduction. I spent 30 years of my life consumed by punk rock music. At first, I was just a listener, but quickly got caught up in the excitement of it all. I began playing in bands, writing about music, and shooting photos. I published my own magazine and edited another. I hosted 35 record conventions. I ran the Burrito Records label and Sound Idea, a record distribution and store, for 18, 16, and 14 years, respectively. I contributed to 4 books. I had a syndicated internet radio show. I had a bootleg music merchandising empire. I promoted more than 600 concerts and traveled all over with my own music. I began collecting records, a pursuit with no end. I saw each record as a piece of a fascinating puzzle. With each piece, the picture became more detailed. Each piece brought deeper understanding to this genre, its history, and its ideologies. I amassed several thousand pieces of vinyl, plus who knows how many cassettes and CDs. I also had books, magazines, posters, videos, and other items of ephemera. My living room looked like a record store. It wasn't enough. I wanted to do more. I wanted bigger projects and more records. Always more records. With the music came travel, friendship, assholes, hard work, satisfaction, and disappointment. And I found the person I fell in love with. This book is a patchwork of memories, profiling some of the most important records in my life. This book is like a long conversation between two friends in a room full of records. I'm glad you're here with me, friend. Where? 3421. 3421 is the house my parents built in Stuart, Florida in 1979. I lived there until I went to college. After college, I lived there for a few more years, saving money and figuring out what to do with myself. 3421 is where I first heard many of my favorite bands on vinyl and cassette tapes. 3421 is where I started my record label, and where the label grew into a mail-order distribution company. Lots of nights, I was up late, pecking away on an old typewriter, putting together my first mail-order catalogs. One night, my mom asked me to stop clacking the keys of the typewriter at 2 a.m. so she could get some sleep. I didn't sleep much then. 3421 is where I started my own music magazine. By then, I had a computer, and the clicking of the keys was much quieter. The town was too small, and I was going crazy there. By the time I left, I was past ready to leave. I didn't much care when my parents sold the place in the summer of 2012. 7 Seconds, Skins, Brains, and Guts, 7-inch. Alternative Tentacles, 1982. 7 Seconds was my favorite.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?